and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
He is just the king.
The king.
He's the king.
The king of music.
King. He is the king.
He's the king. He is great. I love him.
He's the king.
He will always be the king, no matter what. I think he's a good, clean fellow. I've been to his home many times. Touched the gate and everything. That just turns me on just to do that. What's he going to do when I watch him tonight? They've got an ambulance waiting by.
If he said, come along, let's go, I wouldn't look back.
Imagine he'll still be as good looking as he always was. Just older.
Yes, I was in love with him.
Oh, he's such a sexy person.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
He's great.
I've got a daughter about 12 years old, and I've talked about Elvis and about how great he was when I was growing up. She has no idea who the man is. And I think a kid can't grow up without knowing who Elvis Presley is.
We're retired people, and all ages come to see him, I think.
Oh, I'm so nervous I can't stand it.
He's so special and everything, and he's the best-looking guy in the world.
This is about my 28th concert since 1972.
Elvis means to me a legend.
I'm so excited. I could just... Oh, I can't wait.
Lady, get out your can. Here comes your garbage man.
Get away, man. I ain't got no garbage.
Thank you. Yeah, Hound here. This is WFMU with the Man-Eaters. Today's special guest stars on Radio Hound and One Man's Trash. We're awaiting the other half of the Man-Eaters to arrive. And what else are we here? The Light Crust Doughboys with Pussy, Pussy, Pussy. And Milton Brown, Garbage Man, and Fluffy Hunter in the Rocket 69. This is the Hound. This is WFMU in East Orange. We're going to go to Auto Hound here so I can go take a pee. I just got here. Have Moisey.
All my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call bacon fat. It goes. Oh, have mercy. Help yourself, young. Then you go. Oh, but the chicken was never like this. Yeah. Oh, I feel like I want to holler, but the town's too small. And messy. Now then I went down to see my local DJ. His name is Kane, he lives down Tennessee way. I said, hey man, what's this new kind of jump? Well, you wind up twice and then you end up with a bump. He said, dig daddy, this is a natural fact. It's a sweep in the south, that thing, the bacon fat. You go, oh, have mercy. Entertain the people, young'un. Oh, help yourself. Oh, have mercy. Mm-hmm. Oh, now play it good. Now play it good. Yes, but the chicken was never like this. Have mercy. Have mercy, young man. Have mercy. Have mercy. Go.
that boogie's a mess. The nasty boogie woogie, don't you know? Nasty boogie woogie, don't you know? Nasty boogie woogie, nasty boogie woogie, don't you know? Do that boogie now.
Nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound. A boogie and jumping called the Birmingham sound. Some like a horn with a valve in the middle. Some like the beat of a big bass fiddle. It's an old Melbourne tune with a high diddle diddle. Let's all dance to the sax and the fiddle. Everybody's dancing and jumping too, while the music rocking, nobody's blue. A funny little rhythm with a solid sound, a boogie and jumping called the Birmingham sound. If you like your music, A to the bar, I know the way to make it best by far. It's the best, get you moving when you need a good start. Everybody dance to the blues guitar. Come down south and you want a good time. Come to a dance when you're feeling fine. That's what it takes to spend a happy time. Let's all get together and have a wonderful time. ¶¶
from home. Can't sleep at night. Grab your telephone. Something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Get in your stall. That's evil. Evil is going on home. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Thank you. Dollar Palace Suzanne. Got a brand new baby, they call her Sally Suzanne. Yes, when she loving me, boy, it's too darn bad. She's them little kitties right from the city, ready for a morning ride. Yes, toss me, baby, toss me from side to side. She's them little bitty right from the city, ready for a morning ride.
Yeah, Hound here. This is WFMU in East Orange, and Big Joe Turner with Sally Zuzaz. We heard Howlin' Wolf with Evil, Amos Milburn in the Birmingham Bounce, Champion Jack Dupree in the Nasty Boogie, and opened up with Andre Williams and Bacon Fat. And we are here with two of the Man-Eaters, Linda and Andrea, who are our special guests today. They'll be playing live, and has the rest of the band actually arrived? What's our latest situation?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody just ran out into the hallway, so.
Oh, so we're missing the party. Maybe we should go back out there. Anyway, so tell us something about the Man-Eaters. All I know about girl bands is from Beyond Valley of the Dolls.
Well.
These are the two guitar players. Left guitar and right guitar.
I guess the best way to describe ourselves is we're New York City's only all-girl blues band. And we do some original material, too. And, I don't know, we just have a lot of fun playing.
So what made you decide to start playing the blues?
Well, I used to be in a band with Shari, and after it broke up, she had the idea to put together a band called the Man-Eaters. I think she had the name first, and thought it would be really neat to listen to old blues stuff and rework it our own way, instead of doing more of a garage sort of thing, like our previous band, The Out of Place, was. So we were listening to a lot of blues stuff, and we picked some songs we wanted to cover and started playing around with them, and that's how we got into it.
I've just been handed a Soul Train Hall of Fame record. What do you think this means? A Shep in the Limelights fan out there. So where did the name come from? I know where it came from, but you can tell everybody else.
Well, there's a Herschel Gordon Lewis film called She-Devils on Wheels, which is about an all-girl motorcycle gang, and it's a really cool movie. So we took the name from that because the gang was called the Man-Eaters, and we figured that suited our sound and our image. You know, it's, you know, good catchy name, so.
Yeah, and you get a lot of comments about the various other connotations of a name like the Man-Eaters?
All the time. Like, our flyers get written on a lot. We put them up in the music building where we rehearse. And
well, what sort of things?
I can't say.
Linda, you can talk.
Why don't you tell them what's on the flyers?
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to start setting up here, I guess, and we're going to hear some live music, and then we're even going to open the phones. And in the meantime, what are we going to do here? We're going to play a record, and stay tuned for the Man-Eaters.
Big-legged woman, keep your dresses down. You got something, baby, that'll make a bulldog hug a hound. Big-legged mama. I swear, honey, you got something up under there. And make me wanna lay you down. Little break now. She rolled her belly like she rolled her biscuit dough. She let it down so easy, did you got to have some more. You got something, baby. Like a bulldog over a hound. Yeah, tell you something. Put
talking about. I bet my bottom dollar there ain't a cherry in this house.
Thank you. wall, diddy, diddy wall.
One in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Look for the brightest lights in town. That's where you'll find me hanging round. I got this feeling to be free. I pick and choose the life I want, and that's a life for me. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Hey!
Mama's little baby, let's clam bake, clam bake, clam bake, clam bake. Mama's little baby, let's clam bake, clam bake, clam bake.
Everybody's got that beat.
Everybody's got that beat.
Listen to those happy feet.
Listen to those happy feet.
Ain't you glad that you found out?
Ain't you glad that you found out?
What the clam is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Well, grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Look for the brightest lights in town.
Yeah, Hound here. Sup with that? With the king of rock and roll and do the clam. And we're doing it. Heard Roy Hall and the Flood of Love. Maybe the finest cum shot metaphor ever recorded. Bo Diddley and Diddy Wah Diddy, Buddy Guy and Watch Yourself, Jerry Lee Lewis and Big Legged Woman. We have Andre and Linda from the Man Eaters. So where's the rest of your band?
Somewhere in New Jersey.
Lost
in New Jersey. Brett, if you're listening, the chauffeuring the rest of the Man Eaters, you can call and we'll send out a rescue team for you. Anyway, in the meantime, what are we doing here? We're waiting for the rest of the Mainers. Anna, we're going to... What do you guys... what kind of reactions do you get from your audiences lately? I mean, in terms of...
Well, we've gotten a lot of good feedback. Usually when we play, people tend to stand there and stare at us, and they don't tend to dance until towards the end of the set. It's kind of weird, but it's a, you know, I don't know, it's kind of neat.
How about you, Linda? I've seen fans going crazy.
Seems like people have fun. Everybody likes it.
So,
as long as they like it.
So you guys recorded a demo with Peter Hallsapple of the DVs, which is, we heard a song off of that, and also recorded another session with Peter, all of you on LSD, I'm told. Is this true?
You're not supposed to say things like that.
Oh. Are your parents listening?
Maybe.
No.
Okay.
Your parents live in Pennsylvania. Well, we were trying to record an original. We went to play at this club in Boston called Green Street. And afterwards, some really nice people at a studio there called Fort Apache offered us, like, to record, all night. And they just ran around engineering everything, and they didn't have cymbals at the studio. We had half a drum set, so we spent, like, 3.5 hours playing the same song over and over and not minding it. You know, it's fun, but I don't think anybody's going to be hearing those tapes.
You didn't bring the tape with you?
No, not that one.
World debut? All right, well, we're going to spin a few more records and... go look for Brett with the rest of the Maneaters somewhere driving around downtown East Orange going, homeboy, which way to Uppsala College, I'm sure. Aklido.
Some of them buns.
them buckles. Them is the softest boys I've ever done had.
Said I was a right nice feller. She fed me wine and whiskey too. She let me play with the ring-dang-doo. She took me up into her bed. She placed a pillow beneath my head. Then I pulled out my cock-a-doodle-doo and I placed it in her ring-dang-doo. Look what you've done, her mother said. You went and lost your maidenhead. So pack your grip and your suitcase too, and go to hell with your ring-dang-doo. So she packed her grip and became a whore. She hung a sign up o'er her door. Come all of you, come one or two, and take a crack at my ring-dang-doo. Oh, they came by twos and they came by fours, and pretty soon they came by scores. And she was glad when they were through, 'cause the darn near wrecked her ring-dang-doo. From Arkansas come a son of a bitch. He had the clap and the 7-year itch. He had the sif and the blue balls too, and he left them all in a ring-dang-doo.
Don't sweat on me, my, don't sweat on me.
she ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools, movie stars. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping heaven of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off.
This is WFMU in East Orange.
Wow, that's a mess of feedback, too.
Who thinks feedback? That mic?
Yeah. Probably Linda. I think she emanates feedback.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. So, what did we hear? You guys can read this, if you can read my writing.
Probably not.
It's the, like, the bottom one.
Oh, the Man-Eaters, that's what that says. Come and get me. Groovy O'Neill, Turkey Neck Stretch. Beverly Hillbillies theme by Flotsam Scruggs and Alice Cooper, School's Out. Rocky Erickson.
Those last few are ones that you chose.
Yeah, so but I forgot what they were since I chose them.
Any particular reason?
Does
the Beverly Hillbillies theme have a big effect on your childhood?
Well, I always watched it. I grew up with a bunch of hillbillies, so I guess so.
It's official white trash.
And, the Turkey Neck Stretch. The girls in the band say I kind of do a turkey neck thing when I play guitar, so I saw that Sin Alley record and figured we'd play that. And I played Alice Cooper because I really, really love Alice. And the rest of the stuff was your choice. Rocky Erickson, Don't Slander Me. Glenn Oren, Ring Dang Dang.
Do.
Ring Dang, I can't read. You're going to have to read the rest of this. I can't
out. What else did we hear? Paul Gayton and Hot Cross Buns and the Saxons and Camel Walk. We're waiting for the rest of the Man-Eaters to get here. They left before we did and are probably lost somewhere. I'm just thinking if Brett took the turnpike instead of the parkway, he really screwed up. So he should probably call us. In the meantime, what are we going to do? We're going to hear the Midnighters.
Good.
come on, so he don't get pushed around. Cause he grew up the hard way in the toughest part of town. Now he tries to show tough as can be, but he ain't so. Nobody knows the funny. No one knows. We'll be right back.
Teenager gang, the way it started, as it always. First, I was walking down the corner and I saw Larry, and this is the way it started.
Hey, little man, the alligator noise, they don't waste time, man. The Vikings gonna get us tonight.
I only got 5 homemade guns, man. How many
man,
you got?
Man, my father got some around about 10 Swiss blades, man. Hey, come here, Calvin. All right, baby, you know I got my mama machete ready. And what about Charlie, man? He got those zip guns.
Here I come. Let's go.
Run! Run! These cops don't hit me! I give! Oh,
There's just been a gay fight on Franklin Avenue. They say there's an alligator Lewis fighting the Vikings. The cop got shot in the back. They say he ain't giving up. He's shooting. He done shot a lady. The lady walked by with a food. But Calvin shot a man, and he did the shot.
Oh.
Why ain't gonna go without a fight? Hell no! I'll get you a fight! Let's go!
While violence cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains sex. Violence devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet violence doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed, encased and contained within the supple skin of woman. The softness is there, the unmistakable smell of female. The surface, shiny and silken. The body yielding yet wanton. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs. Operating at any level, any time, anywhere and with anybody. Who are they? One might be your secretary, your doctor's receptionist, or a dancer in a go-go club.
Yeah, Hound here at WFMU. We have the rest of the Maneaters here after, Sherry, where you been?
I'm just stuck in traffic, you know, Lincoln Tunnel, one lane, of course, two lanes of traffic.
I figured they just said the lead singer can always come an hour late.
Well, you know, some people think that, but other girls don't.
So we heard Andrea's explanation for this. What prompted you to name the band the Maneaters?
Well, actually, that was a name that was given to us as a thought from Rudy Petrucci, who thought that would be a great name for a girl band such as us, you know, and that we basically took it from that. But he did get it from H.G. Lewis's movie, She Devils on Wheels, and they had, there was an all-girl biker gang there.
Don't fumigate yourself, crackhead.
That they terrorized the town. They were all like motorcycle mamas and...
And how do you, what do your parents think about the name?
I don't know. I don't think it gets through to them. Sometimes, if I tell people, I once told this one guy, and he goes, "Oh, I don't like that name." You know, and it's very obvious that he kind of got it, and you know, it was a little embarrassed.
Gee, well, so you guys are here promoting something you're doing next week.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to be playing at the Southern Funk Cafe Sunday. That's right, we're giving away tickets, Andrea. And it's Psychosonic Sunday. Doors open at 6:30. It's with the Vipers, the Secret Service, us, the Vipers, Secret Service, us, the Ravens, and the Headless Horsemen. That's five bands, and all for one really groovy prize, and we're going to be giving away tickets.
And Gary Balaban promises dancing girls.
Right, go-go girls, light show, everything that works.
The whole thing. We'll bring some... So what's happening out there? Hey, what do you think is going on? They're tuning up. We'll play a few records here, and then we're going to bring in the Man-Eaters to play live. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. Or is this against union regulations?
Live acoustic.
Right, this is an acoustic set. This is sort of like the Stones when they get to sit down on their stools halfway through the set. All right, what do we have queued up here? Louis Jordan.
There was Adam, happy as a man could be. Till Eve got him messing with that old apple tree. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Lot took his wife down to the corner store for a malted. She wouldn't mind her business, boy, did she get salted. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. They'll do it every time. Samson thought Delilah was on the square. Till one night she clipped him for all his hair. Ain't that just like a woman? Yes, that's just like a woman. Ain't that just like a woman? They'll do it every time. Sure will.
Stay inside.
on the hill, not beating his drum. Up, beat so hard till the police come. Police come. Police, police, don't let me. There's that man behind the tree. In the jail out on his knees. Eating cats and black eyed peas.
Yeah, Hound here at WFMU with all kinds of mess going on. We heard The Out of Place and the Blacklight Chameleons, two bands that former members of the Maneaters were formerly in. Sherry, you're in here. I thought you were in there now. Well, tell us about the Blacklight Chameleons and the Out of Place record.
Well, the Blacklight Chameleons basically got together after the Mad Violets split up and Dino went his way. For a while, I was involved in that, but I went away, so I didn't finish up with that. Before that, right before the, as far as the Out of Place is, so that's Andre on drums there. And before that...
Who plays guitar in the Maneaters.
Right. And as far as the Out of Place cut goes, that was recorded as our second record. That, of course, was me on keyboards and Andre on drums. And it was to be our second record that never got released because the band split up. So now, I guess, what, 2 years later, it's going to be released pretty soon on Midnight. And so it should be coming people's way.
Right. And that's also another former guest on Radiohead, Michael Chandler, was singing on that. Ha! His label doesn't want to know about that. Well, we'll take care of them. Anyway, so we're going to have the Maneaters play live. Can you hear me in there, girls?
Hey,
you're on the air, too, in there.
It'll sound good over there.
Jared's trying to sell me that app.
You're on the air.
Are we on mic?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the air.
We're on mic right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just like low-keying it, you know? You guys are like an hour late, and I've been doing nothing but busting corn here, so... What do you want from me? So what do we have here? What's the first number?
First number. Oh, I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Can you guys hear all right in there?
Not really,
but... Well, we have our Frank Ballesteri, our ace engineer, working on it at the moment. Somebody must have unplugged that speaker. Anyway, so what's the next number we're going to hear here?
Shoot My Baby. One, two, three. Man, I love you.
Just a bunch of drunk guys on the corner invented it. So what inspired that particular number? Any true incident or something?
Four very long stories.
Oh, well.
No, it's just, you know, it's also a really good song.
This is true. So look, you want to do one more, then we'll come in and we'll give away tickets and open the phones?
What do you want to do?
Why don't we do my day?
Okay. So this next song, doing my day.
Hit it.
Different from the previous.
Dad. Well, that sounded amazing in here. What we're going to do, we're going to spin a record or two, then we're going to figure some trivia questions out to give away some tickets and open up the phone lines.
Rock your baby all night long. Go wrong, gotta rock your baby all night.
my baby is the one for me. What my baby does to me, yeah, me. Makes my pulse go, go, go. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me. Oh, let's get it now. He sure don't know what he does to me. Mercy, what my baby does to me, yeah, me. Mercy, what my baby does to me. Mercy me.
It's just that doggone man. And a double barrel behind the door, it waits for Carl, I know. Oh, climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. I only see her once a week, and that's when my work is through. I break new ground the whole week long with my mindset stayed on you. And I polished up my old horse Beck, and she looks good, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Now won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand.
Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And I double bow behind the door, it waits for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Well, I break new ground the whole week long with my mind set straight on you. And every time I try to smile, my heart, it breaks in two. Oh, I slick myself for Saturday night, cause there's one thing I know. I'm gonna take my Maggie dear to a Western picture show. Now, won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand? Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And I double bow behind the door, Lord, he waits for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show.
Thank you. day and 40 nights, like a ship out on the sea. Praying for her each night that she would come back home to me. I hope she come back home tonight.
Yeah, Hound here. This is WFMU in East Orange with the Man Eaters all here live. What we're going to do, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the Man Eaters next Sunday at the Southern Funk Cafe. We have a trivia question, which is, we're going to actually do this on the air. The phone number here is 201-266-7900. I'll show you. What's the trivia question?
Trivia question. What was the name of at least one man-eater in the movie She Devils on Wheels?
Okay, so if you come up with... First person to come up with that wins is actually not tickets, but they get on the guest list or something like that. Whatever, however our man Balaban wants to do it. In the meantime, hey, what happened to your drummer?
Oh, gone to bigger things.
Bigger fish to fry than the man-eaters. That's hard to believe.
Now, Ellen has decided to take a career change, so...
Bigger fish to fry than Radio Hound. That's really hard to believe.
So, she's at home. She better be listening. And, you know, we wish her the best of luck. She's going to be playing with us on Sunday, so she's told us. And, you know, this is our last gig, I guess, together as a current lineup. We'll be replacing her with someone. So if there's anyone out there who plays drums, who's a girl, who's
yeah, you can also call
the
in.
Eaters, call the Man Eaters hotline. Our
choose
special
266-700 if you're a girl or
okay,
a sissy.
We're also gonna we're gonna give away. Can we like announce our number?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, special number just for the Man Eaters. 212-679-5428. We'll announce it once again. So get your pencils and pens ready. I mean, paper.
And that's, okay, so, and the trivia question, by the way, in case you didn't get it the first time, is name one of the man-eaters in the movie She-Devil on Wheels. First name will do. Nobody knows it, knows the answer, obviously. 266-7900. And so you guys picked out some of these records. Muddy Waters, 40 Days, 40 Nights, Jimmy Reed, I'm the Man Down There, Carl Perkins, Movie Mag, Joe Dodo with Groovy. Tell me about that one, Andrea.
Oh, well, that has a dedication. That's dedicated to my fiancé, Howie Pyro. Because it's his record, and he let me bring it here today. He doesn't want me to play his Bo Diddley albums, but he let me take this one out of the house, and he dug that up at a flea market in Kentucky, and we think it's pretty neat.
Thank you, Howie.
It's on their phone machine.
Right, yeah, so you can call us up if you want to hear it again.
Yeah, and Sherry, you picked the rest of those. Any particular reason?
Well, I guess I just figured I had to pick a Jimmy Reed song, since Jimmy Reed, you know, is my harmonica influence. I've been singing 40 Days and 40 Nights to myself for 3 days. I didn't know I had this song, and then when I was looking through my records, I said, oh, we must play this song. And, oh, Movie Mag, well, Carl Perkins. I just love Carl. I think he's one of the greatest rockabillies, and you know, he's really just one of my faves. And Movie Mag, I think, is just the title of the song. You know, it's really cool.
Yeah, we should come up with a backup question. Nobody seems to know the answer, and we have no calls. You can call right now, 266-700, if you know who one of the managers are and want to win some tickets. In the meantime, you want to spin some more records? We can kind of fade in and out of this whole deal. What do we have up next? Little Walter. Oh, wait a second. Let's see if this person knows. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hello. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you give the names of the man-eaters?
Yeah.
Who are they?
That's the question.
No, from the...
No, it's not the question.
You have to tell us.
You're supposed to tell us.
You want a particular one? Okay, Cheryl.
No, we meant in the movie.
My name is Sherry.
Sherry, that's right.
Sherry. I have a light.
And you got the wrong man.
Does anybody have a light for Dennis? Do you have a light?
No, I don't
out there?
Smoke. Oh, there we go.
You can come back
in, Jim. Yeah, that wasn't exactly the brightest listener. Does what is the hint?
Well,
oh, yeah, the hint is...
That's
the wrong cassette. Hey, we just put on the remote mic in the bathroom. Linda, what are you doing in there?
Uh-oh.
We better shut that off. Sorry, Linda. We're going to play this Little Walter cut. If you know the answer, you can name one of the man-eaters. 266-7900.
you do. You know it ain't right to treat me like you do. When you don't want me to do these things to you. You know it ain't right to treat me this way. You know it ain't right to treat me this way. Takes my money and go off the way.
Yeah, FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hound?
Yes?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Honeypot.
Yeah!
Honeypot. Ah, you're our second winner. You win the other pair of tickets.
All right.
That was, that's pretty good. So what were the rest of the names of the Mainers, by the way? Does anybody else know?
Whitey.
Whitey. She was the big one.
Yeah, oh, God, I can't remember. I can't remember the rest.
Have you girls modeled your lives on these characters?
Pretty much.
Hey, well, listen, we'll put you on hold so we can get your name and put you on the guest list. You want to hold on?
All right.
Okay, thanks. So we've got the two winners. And so what we're going to do also, we're going to keep the phone lines open, and we're going to audition a drummer for the Maneaters. We have drummers out there.
Girl drummers.
Yeah, you can just call in 266-7900, girl drummers.
In the vein of Jimmy Reed, who we just heard before.
Or whoever Jimmy Reed's drummer was, nobody knows his name.
That's right. I don't know his name. But
I think it was Willie. Say, rockin' it my business. And we're going to go to some, what is this, Mississippi Fred McDowell. Andrea picked this one. And we'll open the phones again in a little while.
At the McHarvey, you're still in my name.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
A long distance telephone. Yeah. just to get my business straight.
Working at the mental. is not for the squeamish. This picture is not for those who think that all women sit by the fireplace knitting socks. The man-eaters, tougher than the men they hate, she-devils on the prowl. For the first time, see them as they are, wild, vicious, with motorcycles as their lovers. She-devils on wheels. Sweet queens, gorgeous, desirable, and unobtainable to any man. Meet Whitey, with a strength of a bull and a voice to match. This astonishing tale is told for the first time. If you think you've ever seen sights like these, think again, unless you're a member of the Man-Eaters. We guarantee that this motion picture will be an astonishing experience that you will remember for the rest of your life. See it here. The story of the Man-Eaters on motorcycles. She-Devils on wheels.
Yeah, Hound here with, what was that?
Trailer from Man-Eaters, She-Devils on Wheels.
Oh, right, right. And we have two winners.
Oh, congratulations, John and Paul.
Mike
and Paul. You know,
yeah, we can't give the last names because Bruce Bennett's brother will use the names to get himself in for free. As has been known,
see the
known to happen.
After the show, Mike and Paul.
So we heard, you guys picked that last set. We heard the Fuzz Tones, Mississippi Fred McDowell, and Little Walter. Any particular reasons, dedications, whatever, for that?
Oh, not really. Does anybody else have a Little Walter, you know?
Fred McDowell, you know.
Right.
Fuzz Tones.
Fuzz Tones sitting there.
All them guys. So we're going to hear the Man-Eaters play again. We kind of got a late start at this. Let's go back to that bathroom, Mike. I'm really curious. Oh, my God. Forget it. And in the meantime,
Linda.
Sherry picked this next one. The man who gave us the Radio Hound theme song, among other things, Escarita. Send us out to Escarita, should he be listening from his hospital room.
rescued so long.
Yeah, Hound here. Hey, man eater, sup? Sup with that?
Well, next song is
Rolling in Tall Grass. No, the next, yeah, okay, well, we've got Escarita back where he belongs in a box.
I'm ready.
This is just like Monterey Pop when Canned Heat comes out. And they're all sitting on stools playing Rolling and Tumbling.
Yeah. Okay, well, one more song. I Ain't Got You. I got Escarita Cadillac.
Yeah.
That's a really authentic blues touch, that falling down coughing and sputtering in the middle of a song. I saw Howlin' Wolf do that one time. Let's give a big hand for Shari for pulling through that.
Yeah.
I too will cough and sputter by the end of this show. In the meantime, mashed potatoes one time.
Mashed potatoes one more time!
Yeah. build out on a mountain, stole away on the sandy beach. I build out on the mountain, stole away on the sandy beach. Yes, you know that's a bit bad luck, baby. Lord, been happening to me. I ain't gonna tell nobody what that sandy feet has done to me. I ain't gonna tell nobody what that sandy feet has done to me. Taking away my lover, since got my old time used to be.
Here at WFMU at the Maneaters and the wrong side of the tape. Why, how did that happen? Yeah, Andrea didn't tell me the B side was queued up. She said it's queued up. So what else do we hear? We heard the Gruesomes, which Andrea picked. Where did that come from?
Those guys are from Canada and they're a really neat young garage band, and we met them when we played up there.
They're from Montreal.
Yeah, and I hope they can get some money together and come tour down here.
Yeah, we're also thinking of going up there, and they've got a record, so look for it.
Yeah, check that
should
out.
Should be coming.
And we heard the A-Bones, Lordy Hootie.
Yeah, A-Bones are in our studio.
All right, they pay rent to you guys, yeah. So you had to play them.
Yeah, so
we are the landlords.
Yeah, the rent guys.
Yeah, and what do we hear? Oh, yeah, we have James Brown with doing mashed potatoes. This is the Hound. We'd like to thank the Maneaters for coming down here. We still have 10 minutes left. If any future Maneaters drummer wants to call in, this is any record companies. Or still, if anybody wants to kill Mike Love, this is going on 2 months now. We're still looking for a volunteer to kill Mike Love.
And can we give out our number again?
Sure.
Pencils and paper.
This
ready
is for the
for a drummer.
Auditioning for a new Maneaters drummer.
212-679-5428.
Right.
Maneaters special hotline telephone number.
And in the meantime, we have another one. You picked this one out also, Sherry, the Ronettes.
Oh, which one did I pick?
You don't remember?
Oh, the best part of breaking up. Yeah, right. Well, Ronnie, I think it's just great. You know, these girls were really cool.
Yeah.
And they had the coolest hair.
We'd also like to thank our Crack Road crew, Dennis and Brett.
Yeah.
Yay.
And our engineer, the Vanilla Bean.
Yeah.
Who can be heard here twice a week. And thanks, Maneaters. And we're going to spend a few more because Lori S. is up in about 10 minutes.
We'll be right back. Yeah, there's Hound here at WFMU in East Orange saying thanks to the Man-Eaters, Dennis, Brett, DeVella Bean, everybody who helped out, and the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. I'll see you next week. Lori S. is up next.
Hey, everybody, gather around and listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Look for the brightest lights in town. That's where you'll find me hanging round. I got this feeling to be free.